This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And we have a wonderful show for you today. A lot going on in the world of sports, of course, and we're going to get through all of it. So let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. Looking forward to a good show. Looking forward to some more basketball play-in. I know you don't watch the play-in, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I didn't say I didn't watch it. I'm just saying that it's unnecessary. That's all.
Well, you got the Golden Girls
marathon. And it doesn't count, you know.
You got the Golden Girls marathon. I figured, you know, you might be checking that out.
I'm always checking that out, but it won't stop me from a little, especially when we see the Warriors go down in flames. That's a good night.
They have gone down in flames. And
not surprisingly either, really.
Well, you know, one and done. I mean, anything can happen.
No. But I'm just saying against the Kings. The Kings have beaten them. They didn't beat them in Game 7 last year, but they've been
pretty
good.
Well, they're 2-2. They're evenly matched. 2-2 this year against them.
But I'm saying, like,
they beat them in 7 games last year. It's a good matchup. It's a good matchup. But, all right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get it started. The super producer, Rob G, is out in his place. Our man, Shay Moengart, doing his thing. You just heard her moments ago on the updates. Monsi Bolaños, the man with the plan of social media, Elijah Sibunya. And on the ones and twos, none other than...
Why you bugging? How are you, Mary?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
We give Mary major. Alex doesn't even have an intro like that.
It's just that's what it is when you're blessed and highly favored, you know?
But you know what?
Amen.
But Mary didn't even know that song at first, right? And now we had to
Who put her up on that, Chris? Decades before she was born.
I think it was Covino and Rich. Like, the first time I met them, they sang that to me. And then you guys
did they really?
Right after. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stealing our thunder.
You know, right. That's right. I text Rich before. That's where he got it from. You know what I mean? Before he met. All right.
Well, let's get it going, Rob. And tonight, day two of this play-in tournament. And now we've got the Eastern Conference. Last night you had the Lakers take out the New Orleans Pelicans in a really good game. Exciting game. Some great performance by Zion Williamson before he got hurt, and we'll talk about that. But that was fun. And then, as you said, the Kings took out the Warriors and may have ended that dynasty altogether. We'll talk about that later as well. But tonight, Rob, starting just in a few moments, the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Miami Heat. And obviously the storylines here, you know, Philadelphia was looking, Rob, playing as well as any team in the league when their league MVP, Joel Embiid, Rob, he was on a different level than he was last year when he won the MVP.
No, I agree. He was off to a great start. And I agree that despite what the Joker had done, Chris, in the postseason, people may be feeling like he was shortchanged and he came through. I think coming into the season, I think Embiid had made up ground to at least put him on even par, not behind, with his play. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it doesn't matter now, but I think at the moment, the point he went down after 30-some-odd games, he was the MVP. You know, I don't know what the other voters thought, but in my book, he was the MVP.
He was right there. I'll say that.
Yep, he did get hurt. He's out for 2.5 months. He's back, though, and back to averaging 30 points, Rob. And so Philadelphia could not even play 500 basketball without him. They fell all the way from second to seventh. And they will face the Miami Heat. Miami, it's almost like they don't – I know their culture, Spoelstra, Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley and them, care about the regular season. But it's almost, Rob, like Jimmy Butler and those guys don't. I mean, because they – I mean, they're content coming in eighth and, you know, just barely making the playoffs. And last year, of course, they did that and even lost the first play-in game. And still – went all the way to the NBA Finals. And so Heat culture has really become a mythical thing. And so that's what you have tonight. I think, Rob, in the Heat, you've got the mentally tougher team. In Philadelphia, you've got the more talented team. And it's going to be interesting to see which one prevails. Jimmy Butler, you know, he's got a little axe to grind with the Sixers. I don't know if he still holds it. But remember, they had him. Rob, I'm telling you, if they had kept Jimmy Butler, and this sounds crazy right now, instead of Ben Simmons. And I'll be honest, at the time, I was like pretty much everybody else. I mean, I love Jimmy Butler, but come on. Ben Simmons is one of the next dudes. So you have to keep him, and he's a point guard with Embiid, a center. Like, it turned out, you know, Ben Simmons obviously has his career. Rob, he after this contract, I don't know that he'll even have a career. I think it's very likely he's out of the NBA once this contract is over. And so, you know, Jimmy Butler puts it on them when they see the Sixers. But the question I want to ask you, if you want to say who you think is going to win, I'm going to go with Philly, but I don't have a great feel for it because, as I said, I think Miami is tougher. Is that Heat culture going to really kick in?
Or
is Embiid? And Embiid, Rob, he's a bump. He's an awkward bump. Or box out or mix up under the basket away from being hurt. I mean, I'm serious. I don't hope that on him for sure. But he's a bad move away from either being out altogether or being about 70%. And that's the problem with Philly. And that's why it's hard to bank on them in any way. But first thing I want to know is, what are you thinking about tonight's game? And then I want to talk about, if you're the New York Knicks and you're a New Yorker native, who should they be wanting to see? Because they see the winner. And who should they be pulling for to win if they, you know, to play in the first round?
But go, yeah, first I'm going to say the problem with the Embiid thing in Philly, Chris, and buying all the way in is that, unfortunately, Embiid turns to goo in the postseason. We've
so
seen
you
it.
Think it's do you? I feel like we're gonna find out. Is it a mental block, a la James Harden, or is it he's always worn down? You know what I mean?
And no, I get 80%. That, but I don't know. Great players at some point. You know what I mean? Everybody's played the same schedule.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't get it done.
Yeah, and he hasn't. And we've seen him, and his average dropped, what, 8-10 points
last
in the postseason?
Year, about 9, almost 10 points.
That's what I'm saying. That's a significant. It ain't like you're off a couple points or something. That's significant. And your team can't afford to give up 10 points in the postseason from what they're used to getting from you, Chris. So I have to wait to see what Embiid's doing, where he is. And that's a good question about the Knicks.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a right answer. I mean, I really don't. You would just think Embiid because...
That they would rather see Embiid?
No, that they wouldn't.
Oh.
Because of Embiid. And I think... I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think he's done well against the Knicks, and he's seen, you know what I mean?
Well, here's the numbers of their teams.
Okay.
The Knicks, Rob, 3-1 against Philly. Now, I think only one of those was with Embiid, but they blasted Philly with Embiid. They beat them 128-92 with Embiid and Tyrese Maxey playing, and that's surprising to me. And then blew them out, you know, another time, and I think they won the other one maybe by double figures as well. Miami, against Miami, the Knicks are 2-1. But again, are you seeing a different Miami? I hear you. I think that's a fair answer. Is you don't know if there's a right answer. Either one's gonna be tough.
That's what I'm saying. I can't look at one and go, oh, without question, it's Miami that the Knicks can roll over. And I can't say that about Philadelphia. So neither one. And this is a new step. They manhandled the Cavs last year. They were just more physical. Chris pushed them around.
Right.
They got the Cavs got chumped last year by the Knicks. I know they don't have Julius Randle.
They're not chumping one of these two teams.
No, and that's what I'm saying. It's a little different. Right.
Rob, it's interesting because, look, congrats to the Knicks getting the second seed. Great accomplishment, especially with Julius Randle missing a chunk of the season. But the reward, right, this is not your typical seven. I mean, my gosh. You know, and to be honest, Rob, Boston, after a great year, and I think they'll win the first round, but still, after a great year at the number one seed, win 64 games, by far the best record in the league, their reward could be Philly with Joel Embiid.
That is crazy.
And if it's like, Miami, like it's, that ain't fun either. Miami beat them last year in the playoffs.
It's funny that those two teams are down there, Chris, in that spot. And Miami's been to the championship twice in the last, what, 5 years? Or is it four years?
Well, since the bubble and then last year. So I think that's the last 5 years.
5 years.
This is the fifth year. Yeah.
But this is the fifth year, right? Because the bubble was like 2020. Yeah.
Yeah, the bubble.
2024.
Yeah,
in the last 4 or 5 years. You get my point. They're not chopped liver.
It's the same team, essentially, yeah, with Bam and Jimmy Butler as the core.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I feel – look, last year the Heat didn't play well. You know, didn't shoot the three well in the regular season. Didn't even play well in the play-in. Lost the first game. Had some trouble. I think it was with Atlanta in the do-or-die game. I mean – and then the playoffs started, and they played great. And they took out Milwaukee and ultimately took out Boston. And so, I look, the Knicks, I think Miami to some degree, it will be like looking in the mirror. Very well-coached team, plays very hard, probably succeeds at a higher level than its talent would suggest it should. And just going to knock down, drag out war mentally and physically. That's what they're going to get with Miami. with Philly, I mean, it's all on Embiid. Like, and Rob, he could miss a game. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, you have no idea. The dude came back and played, I think, 8 games and got hurt. Now, he to his credit, you know, he came back from that game and played and finished it out. But still, and it's not even about him just missing the game, Rob. It's about him just not being 100% while he's playing. I have no idea what I'm going to see from him. But I'll say this, Tyrese Maxey is a handful. He's played great. And then Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris. Like, Philly has the most talent of the three teams. But Miami is going to have the heart and the hustle and the toughness that will be tough to deal with. So I'm picking Philly tonight. That means Philly would meet the Knicks. And Miami would meet Boston. And both of those series will be tough, hard-fought series. I think Boston will beat them. I don't even think it'll go 7, but I still think Miami's just earned the respect where you got to put the respect on their name. So let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. Simple question. If you're the Knicks, simple question, but hard to answer it. Who should the Knicks be pulling for to win this game? Or really, who should they want to meet in the first round of the playoffs? And they will meet the winner of Miami-Philly that's about to start in moments. Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after the show, our podcast goes up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and also follow, rate, and review our podcast. Again, search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll be able to see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Bottom of the hour, Joe Vardon, who covers the NBA for The Athletic, does a tremendous job. He will join us. But until then, we're, of course, going to stick with the NBA. But we're going to not talk about a game. Not a game. We're going to talk about, unfortunately, Rob, Jontae Porter, who bet. Remember a couple weeks ago he got suspended?
Yep.
For betting on games, NBA games, not ones he was in, although he did prop bets.
Well, that was the ones that got everybody suspicious, Chris, because we know this. You don't think that these casinos and these bookie houses, Chris, don't follow the money to see what kind of bets are being made. They know how much money on a nightly basis are bet on prop bets, and they got an unusual amount of money for Jontae, right?
Rob, on him. He's a 6'11 center, or he was. Wasn't drafted. He's 24 years old, 6'11, 24 years old.
Two-way
the brother
contract,
of Michael
right?
Porter Jr., which probably may have helped him get in the league, maybe. But he did play at Missouri. Two-way contract, so he, you know, shuttled in between the NBA and the G League.
And wasn't but making Rob, that much money, $400,000,
I think he's making
right?
$411,000, something yep. like that. But, Rob, this young man has ruined is an understatement. He's ended his career. Adam Silver has banned him for life for his gambling. What are your thoughts?
Combination. You know, we've talked about it before. And, you know, it's talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're in bed with the gamblers, Chris. I went to a Cavs game, and they have, I don't remember what, casino or whatever, sports book, right there in the arena. Have you been there?
Where?
In Cleveland.
No.
Okay, but Chris,
I mean, I've been there, but not since the gambling became
right.
Partners.
No, they have a.
Oh, it's all.
They
of
have
them.
A sports book yeah. inside. I don't know anybody. Does they have it at Madison Square Garden? They must. I've been there since.
There's no doubt. I mean, the league is, and we who's it? Was it Kerry Kittle? Somebody we were talking about?
Yeah.
That said, it's going to be a temptation for a lot of players, particularly one like Jontae Murray, Rob, making $411,000.
Right. Where, I mean, who where knows he can double his money or, right, or you know, put his friends on and buddies on, giving out inside information. And you're going to have the threat of that. But I'm going
to
say that.
To that end, Rob, here's some of the numbers, all right?
Yeah.
So he placed 13 bets on NBA games using a friend's or associate's online betting account. The bets range from $15 to $22,000. Total of over $54,000 bet. And he came out with net winnings of $21,965. None of those bets involved any of the games in which he played. But he also gave guys information about his health. He revealed information about his own health to a known sports bettor ahead of the game on March 20th against Sacramento. And that another bettor who got the information placed $80,000 same game parlay on, you know, like a prop bet on Porter's statistics. And he would have won $1.1 million, Rob. And that's the game where Porter played 3 minutes and then left the game with an illness. But the bet, DraftKings didn't pay it out. They probably followed the money.
Right. And Chris, $80,000 for $1.1 million?
Right.
That's temptation.
On somebody like Jontae Porter.
Right.
I mean, that's a red flag.
That is a red flag.
Why are you betting so much on this guy? You know what I mean?
$80,000 on that guy is a red flag. I don't care. People bet $100, $50, $10, Chris, you know, all kinds of stuff. But $80,000 is a lot. But here's my thing. And I think the NBA, and I'm not saying, dude, you know the rules, Chris. We talked about it all the time. People always want to make excuse for Pete Rose. The rules were always there. You work baseball clubhouses. Yep. There's no sign bigger, Chris, in the clubhouse than that you would be banned, right, for gambling. Right. Nothing bigger. So you can't say you didn't know. And the same thing here, the NBA is fortunate that it's not a big star and they can make an example out of a kid like this. I don't know what you know what I mean as far as gambling.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I think you put this out here, you ban this kid who wasn't a star or anything or any kind of big time player. And it's unfortunate, not that he didn't deserve it because he knew what the consequences were. Yeah. But I just wonder, people out there, do they feel somewhat, Chris, bad for the kid from the standpoint that the league is telling everybody else to gamble on their games, you know, and gambling is okay, and they're all right with that. But players can't. The same thing with the NFL. You could bet
all of them. Yeah.
It's all of them. I don't know. It just seemed rather harsh, but I don't know what other steps you can take.
Do?
No, I know. I'm just saying, I don't know what you can't lessen it.
No,
because you can't allow this to happen. Once you mess with the integrity of the game, Chris, you have the WWE. You can't do it.
No, and Rob, and I get and echo your feelings about these leagues, the hypocrisy, you're pushing gambling. It's all in the arenas and stadiums and when the teams are playing and everything. But the players can't do it. I get the hypocrisy and the way that looks. But that also, I mean, you can't do it, period. But now that they are in bed, like, right, it all has to be above board. I mean, you're right. It would become the WWE, which would be horrible,
right,
if it were basically fake and fixed. However, now you've got tons of money riding on it. Like, how are you – these gambling, you know, companies, the games cannot be fake. They cannot be fixed if you have people betting on them. You know what I mean? Like, betting, like tonight, I'm taking Philly – and it's fixed, right? And how you can't run that if people are betting money on these games.
And you know what?
I feel bad for him, but it just has to happen because you can't let even a whiff of that in your league.
Let me say this, Monty, if you're listening, and Shay, if you're listening, jump on because you guys are younger. And Chris, I don't know if you see this on Twitter, but on Sundays after NFL games, they believe the NFL's fixed or rigged. I cannot get over how many.
Yeah, I see a lot.
You
of that.
See it,
you
right?
You always see that with basketball, with the
it
NBA.
Is,
yeah.
Shay, am I right about this?
There's a script. Everyone says there's a script.
There's a script. Yeah. Up there it is. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But I think my feeling on that, and I could be wrong.
But I'm just saying that's the money part. That's the gambling part.
But my feeling on that is that's just people throwing stuff out. They don't – I don't think they really believe it.
I'm saying for anybody to believe the NFL
or any of these are fixed is ridiculous.
I'm just saying it's the gambling part, Chris, because people have money on it and they can't believe that – you know, that the team didn't go in to score, right, up two touchdowns at the one-yard line, and they kneeled down. Patrick Mahomes did something in the game, Chris. People went nuts. They didn't kick the field goal or something, right, Shay? And they didn't cover the spread or something? You remember that game?
Well,
remember
a lot of moments like that, though.
There's tons of moments. And especially now when teams are going for stuff on fourth down that they didn't used to go for. Now when teams feel like, field goal is not enough, I got to score touchdowns. You know, like, and Rob, and obviously everybody now has heard J.B. Bickerstaff, coach of the Cavs,
right,
talk about getting death threats, and you've heard players talk about you know, people yelling at them, you know, during the game and about stats and numbers and point spreads and stuff like that. Rob, honestly, the leagues have to really monitor this. I would say, now maybe again, I'm being Pollyannish. If it gets too bad, if players get to a point where they either feel legitimately or they actually are in physical danger, I'm not talking about necessarily in the arena. I'm talking about away from it. Then I think the leagues just need to watch this, Rob. Because, I mean, people are... If somebody loses enough money, who knows what they might do?
No, that's the scary part. And we hear the venom and whatnot. Guys have money riding. They bet their mortgage, Chris.
Yeah.
They bet their school money.
And they
money.
Think these guys got all the money in the world anyway.
Right.
They're like, man, you making all this money, and now I've lost hundreds of thousands on you.
And you can't get 10 rebounds. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, that's...
Right.
You can't get 10 rebounds, or you have 9 and you cost me $4,000 that I was going to pay my mortgage with. Like, that's where people are.
And Rob, that's where the leagues have to be careful, man. And I would even say if you start getting wind of stuff like that, and you'd want to be obviously proactive and do it before anything happened. But I would even go as far as to say, Rob, you need to cut this off then. There's a reason this didn't used to be legal.
100%.
Because you didn't want people all up on your players like that. People still tried it, but it was like limited to, you know, the mafia or a few, you know what I mean? Like the wise guys and people like that. But now it could be anybody.
And you remember the idea of having teams in Vegas, Chris? No way, no how.
Right.
Like, that was the last place the leagues were talking about it.
Yep.
And now we got a hockey team. There's a football team there. There's going to be an NBA team. And baseball's coming.
Yep.
There is. No,
look, I don't gamble. I'm not, you know, I just think... They just got to be careful. And it seems like it's just a money grab. It's just a money grab.
There's so much money out there.
And now you better be careful that you don't put your players in any danger. And thankfully, we haven't heard much about that. I mean, death threats, you know, nowadays, Rob, people get those on social media. I don't want to belittle it, but at the same time, it happens a lot, you know, where people don't really mean it and they're just trolling. But... The league, and Rob, you know the leagues. They got security and stuff. They probably are monitoring stuff like this. You know, so. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Jontae Porter banned for life for gambling. Your thoughts? Too harsh? You feel sorry for him? Are the leagues being hypocritical? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments.
where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, you mentioned it earlier. The Warriors go down last night to the Sacramento Kings in the play-in. So the Warriors season is over. Klay Thompson 0 for 10 overall, 0 for 6 from 3. I believe that was the first NBA game that he's played like the entire game where he only scores 0 points.
No, that's got to be heartbreaking, Chris. That's probably
he may have never scored 0 points in a basketball game
in his life. Right.
Like, so, look, obviously just a bad night. I mean, beyond a bad night. You can't overstate how poorly he performed. My question to you is more, I mean, that look, to me, especially when you're a jump shooting team, that's the danger of the one and done. It could have went the opposite way where they were on fire and they win, you know, and that's the thing. And we said it, that's why the NBA plays 7-game series and that's why they should. So the best team wins. But do you think this is the end? That's what everybody's asking now. Like, will they and should they break up this team?
100%. And sometimes you just have to make a change to let people know that this isn't the same. We're not going to keep living in the past and, oh, let's bring the band back together, Chris, for one more try. And man, we did win that other championship. Nobody thought we'd win. This is just a couple years removed now. Like, right. This is not that team. You got to get over it and you got to start moving forward. They were supposed to have this, Chris, with the players that they had when they got lucky and got Wiseman. And then they had Jordan Poole. You know, like they had all these younger players who were supposed to keep this thing kind of moving forward, but they're not there anymore. Like, they got some.
Yeah.
But they need, but they.
Playing well,
yeah, no, they got Jackson, they got a few. But they need to make, they need to break this up to say that this isn't the same band. They need a new singer. They need a new drummer. Whatever, you know, position in the band.
The thing is, what do you, so, I mean, do you try to break it down to the studs? Or, I just don't think at this moment it's black and white yet what they should do.
I just don't think, I would not offer Klay a contract.
Well, I would offer him a huge discount.
I don't want him at any price.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I would definitely bring him back at some part. And I would talk to him about, and he did it this year, but can you accept a lesser role happily? And he was professional this year, and he ultimately ended up getting his starting job back. But if he were willing to come back for much less money and accept a role off the bench, if that's what we need, happily, then I would be fine with bringing him back. But what I would do, Rob, is if I'm them, I would have it on the table, not bringing him back. I would shop Andrew Wiggins. Shop. Not, oh, you know, like kind of be willing to trade. No, I'm shopping him. He's a big reason why they fell off. He went from 18 points a game in his previous 4 years with them to 12 this year and shot poorly.
And he also had a lot of issues, family issues.
Yeah, I don't know what they are, and I don't want to belittle it.
No,
but I will say, Rob, everybody has family. You don't think other NBA players might be going through things like divorces and baby mama drama and even stuff in the locker room and just family? You know, families go through all types of stuff. And so you have to play through it. But I'm shopping him. I'm listening to Draymond trade offer. Like, I'm talking to teams. You interested in Draymond? What do you think? What would you get? You know, not that I'm looking to trade him, but I'm open to hearing it. All right, we got an hour left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. All right, couple.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.